USA News. I'm Tim Berg. The massive heat wave is continuing Thursday, putting more than 140 million Americans under heat alerts. Temperatures could hit close to triple digits in places like New York City and Washington, D.C., with New York City Mayor Eric Adams telling everyone they should avoid being outside.
While the heat advisory is in effect, you can and you should stay out of the sun from the afternoon into the early evening.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell says he's fine after being escorted away from a Republican leadership news conference Wednesday. NBC News' Garrett Hockey has more.
McConnell's office has been tight-lipped about the incident, saying only that the senator was feeling lightheaded and pointing out that he answered reporters' questions sharply after he returned.
The senator appears to freeze after he had stopped talking during the news conference. One credit card company is bringing the hammer down on pot purchases. USA's Lance Pry has the details.
You can no longer use MasterCard to buy cannabis products. The company is telling financial institutions it no longer is allowing marijuana purchases on its debit cards. A MasterCard spokesman said that the federal government considers cannabis sales illegal, so these purchases are not allowed on our systems.
On February 19, 1993, 12-year-old Jennifer Odom went missing after getting off her school bus in Pasco County, Florida. Her body was found 6 days later in Hernando County, Orange Grove. Now, 30 years later, Hernando County police say they have arrested a suspect.
Annie is back in our jail, charged with first-degree murder, kidnapping, and sexual battery.
Sheriff Nienhuis says they were able to connect suspect Jeffrey Crum to the murder using the state's DNA database. This is USA News.
Freshness made easy with three small spaces.
Want continuous freshness that fights odors with no batteries and no outlets? Try Febreze Small Spaces. Ah, but what's a small space? To answer that, we brought in our lawyer.
Small spaces include, but are not limited to, bathrooms, closets, laundry room, kid room, pet corners, man cave, she sheds, most nooks, and all crannies.
There you go. Febreze Small Spaces is the world's most convenient. Febreze Small Spaces is super convenient and never stops freshening for 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
Be happy, Febreze, la 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 la.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
The first Republican debate is next month in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and with a growing number of Republicans in the primary field, candidates are looking to differentiate themselves on policy. Republican candidate Vivek Ramaswamy joins Fox News to share what he'd do on the southern border.
I've said that I would use the military to secure that southern border. I won't just put a good person on top of the Department of Education. I've said that I would shut it down. I would end affirmative action that was created by executive order. I said I would take a pen and draw a line through it. So in many ways, I am going further than Trump did.
House Republicans are weighing in on an impeachment inquiry against President Biden over an allegation that he accepted a bribe while serving as vice president. Missouri Republican Congressman Jason Smith says he and his colleagues are following the facts.
There's so many onions to this layer, and every time you peel off one layer, it continues to get closer to President Biden.
Democrats, meanwhile, in Congress argue that this particular corruption allegation against Biden was already investigated and debunked as part of the 2019 impeachment proceedings against former President Donald Trump. The U.S. women's soccer team finished with a 1-1 draw against the Netherlands in its second World Cup group stage match. The team returns to action Tuesday against Portugal. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
Where are we on the lineup?
It's official. Avery is producing Main Street Music Day.
We need to be ready. We're going to have lots of people. What's the status on the new sound engineer?
They need an audio technician to keep things level from sound checks to encore.
Make sure audio from one stage does not compete with another.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.